Hey, this is Leo for Actualize.org, and in this video, I'm going to talk about what women want in a man. What women really want in a man. Let's talk about that. What is it that women really want? This is such a fascinating topic to me, and I'm so excited to talk about it. Because I spent so much of my own blood, sweat, and tears figuring this out. I came from such a dysfunctional place in my life with lack of relationships and not understanding the opposite sex, not understanding sex at all, not understanding the dynamics, the psychology involved. And so basically, I was completely miserable. And I had to really work really hard to dig my way out of that hole. And in that process, I learned a lot of stuff, studied a lot of material, but then actually went out and practiced it and applied it. So this is kind of where I'm coming from, and I'm always excited to go back and share my biggest insights with some of you guys who might be kind of going through that same kind of situation in your life. It's really important to understand what women want because, well, if you don't understand what a woman wants, then you're not going to be able to attract her, and you're not going to be able to keep her. So for me personally, when I started on this journey a few years back, what I told myself is that I'm not just going to use some little gimmick to try to attract a woman. What I'm going to do is I'm going to understand women at their core. Really understand them. And they're not that difficult to understand. Most men have a lot of trouble understanding women. But really, if you dig into it and you go out there and you practice and you do a little bit of studying, it's not that hard. And here I'm going to give you the straightforward how-to of what it takes to attract a woman and what it is that a woman is really looking for in a man. Because this is what we're talking about. What's going to attract her is what she's looking for. So they're kind of two sides of the same coin. So the first point that I'm going to make is, first of all, never listen to a woman about what she wants in a man. All right. It might sound like, well, the proper person to ask is the woman. Why don't I go ask a woman about what she wants and then give it to her? The problem with that is that it doesn't work. I've tried that. Guys have tried that. It's not going to help you. If you're a guy and you want to get better with girls, it's not going to help you. Because a woman's way of understanding what she wants and a woman's way of understanding her own psychology is not the same understanding that a guy needs to have of her psychology, right? A woman is not there psychoanalyzing herself to the same kind of degree that a guy psychoanalyzes a woman. So we're really coming from kind of asymmetrical points of view on this, and that's okay, that's fine. A woman is more in the moment. She doesn't care to really analyze exactly what's going on. That ruins the moment for her. And that really kind of like ruins the whole love connection relationship thing. I mean, some women are into analyzing it, but most women are not really that interested in analyzing what it takes to fall in love. It just happens very spontaneously and naturally for them. And in fact, most of them can get offended or can be kind of put off when they see that a guy is trying to like psychoanalyze them and kind of like nitpick and trying to pull out the wiring and to kind of like see like what are the actual like mechanics of love, of sex, of attraction. But we're going to go into that because this is an analytical video. I'm an analytical guy, and this is what guys need to know if they're struggling. If you're not struggling, then you probably don't need to know this stuff. You probably already know it intuitively. So women, what do women really want? Very simple. Women want deep emotional intimacy. Every woman really wants this. This is the core of it, right? This is the nugget. From this, we can then derive other things that she wants. But this is ultimately what she's looking for in a man and in a relationship. And of course, women are very social creatures. Women are driven by relationships and by emotions and social interaction a lot more so than guys are. For women, that's like a fish in water. Mostly, I'm not saying that all women are like that. I mean, these are generalizations. But still, nevertheless, it's very true that women are very fluid in relationships. They have easier time in relationship. There's actually neuroscience that shows that physiologically the woman's brain is more adapted to relationship building and is more adapted to actual verbal cognition. So verbal skills are stronger in females than they are in males because of just the way the brain is wired differently. The male brain is more wired towards logical analysis. So understanding that is important, right? Because once you understand that, then you can kind of see where the woman is coming from and what she wants and also kind of what rubs her the wrong way and also why women behave in the ways they behave. So women love people. Women tend to be caring. Women tend to be very free-flowing, spontaneous. If they're feminine and they've got a strong feminine energy, then they're going to be spontaneous and they're going to be emotional. They're also going to be nurturing. So they've got all these qualities. The reason I'm talking about this is because it's going to now connect us into what women are looking for, right? You have to understand a woman first before you can see what she wants and understand why she wants these things. So that's kind of where the woman is. Now, what is she really looking for? Well, I mean, this is not some magic or some secret, like there's one secret thing that a woman wants. No, I mean, you got to look at it from the woman's perspective in the same way that you can look at it from a guy's perspective. Like, what does a guy want in a girl? I mean, he wants everything. What does a woman want in a man? She wants everything. I mean, she wants the full package. Who would say no to everything? The question is, what can she get? And the question is, what can you get as a guy? So there's always a little bit of adversity here between what you want and what you get. It's kind of like an auction system, right? You have a seller who puts up an item, and then you have bidders. And the seller is going to get only as much as the bidders are willing to give. It's like that in an auction, like on eBay. It's like that in the stock market with buyers and sellers of stocks. And it's actually like that in the sex market, right? In the dating and relationship market. It is a market. And people are out there shopping around. And what are they shopping around for? They're shopping around for the maximum survival of their offspring. And that doesn't always feel that way. To a woman, it certainly doesn't feel like she's shopping around for maximum survival of her offspring. But in fact, if you look at it and you analyze the science, that's what's happening. It's just that there's a lot of nice emotions involved with it, and the emotions carry you through, and the rest of it happens unconsciously. I mean, a guy is doing the same thing. Most guys are not psychoanalyzing and like really looking at the science behind what they're doing. But nevertheless, there is this core here, right? That you're trying to maximize your reproductive value. Well, to do that, that means you're trying to find the best possible mate. So what does a woman want? I mean, she wants everything. She wants good looks. She wants security. She wants social status. She wants loyalty from the guy. She wants a guy who's confident. She wants a guy who has humor. She wants a guy who is detached and not needy with her. She wants a guy who's edgy and adventurous. And she wants a guy who she can have like deep, intimate, dirty sex with. All right. These are the core elements of what a woman wants. If you can give her all of these things, you're going to be her ideal match. She's going to love you. All right. Now, of course, you don't need to worry too much about trying to give her everything. You don't need to. In a real world, she's not going to want everything because she can't get everything. She's going to settle for something. And a guy does this too. A guy, ideally, and a woman, he's going to want a whole list of things, right? Just like a woman and a man want certain things, a guy will want certain things in a girl. And they're going to be different, but they're still going to be equally rigorous. Guys are picky and women are picky. It's not that one of them is more picky than the next. They're both equally picky, but they're picky in different ways. So a woman is picky in these ways. And what's interesting here is that this whole list that I rattled off, I'm going to go into detail on each one of them. And what's interesting is that some of the points on this list are really not as important as they are made out to be in popular culture, in the media, or even as you would think they might be important, or even what a woman would tell you. So if you actually go out there and you study this stuff and you actually go out and do practical interactions with women, and you go out and you date lots of women, what you're going to discover is the core principles of what a woman really wants in a man. And the others you're going to discover are kind of like, you know, take it or leave it. They're not deal breakers. There are certain things in a man that are absolute deal breakers for a woman. So let's go and talk about that. That's really fascinating. So the first part of this list, good looks, security, social status, and loyalty. These are all things that you would think a woman would really, really want in a man. So good looks, a lot of guys are really hung up about looks, and they think that they need to improve their looks a lot in order to get a better girl. The next is security. A lot of guys will try to attract a woman with security, and by security we mean money or playing that provider role in her life, doing nice things for her, doing her favors, being the nice guy, you know, just kind of going above and beyond, providing for her financially. There's that. Then there's the third point of social status. So women are attracted to social status. They like a guy who has some sort of social value in society, not just a bum on the street, but someone who has got like a nice career, or he's got some celebrity, he's got some prestige, he's got some fame. Women are notoriously attracted to that. It just totally turns them on. And the next point is loyalty. So women are relationship-bound types of creatures. Most women like to be in exclusive relationships. Most women like to be in kind of a one-on-one, deep, very intimate relationship. This goes back to the original point of what do women really want? They want deep emotional intimacy. So the best way for them to get that is in relationship, because also that that hits some of the other points too. It gives them more security as well, and of course boosts reproductive value and chances for their offspring. So those four points, though, as important as they might seem they are, they're actually not deal breakers. They're not that important. So if you're struggling with your looks as a guy, if you've got security problems, so you don't have a lot of money and you don't have a great career, or if you have no social status, you're basically a nobody, and if you don't even want to be loyal to the girl, I mean, I would encourage you to hit all those points, but you don't need to hit those points. In fact, some of the most successful guys don't hit any of those points at all, and they're ridiculously, ridiculously successful with women. And I'm not just talking about like getting lots of average girls. I'm talking about getting like the hottest possible supermodel porn star girls. So these guys are ridiculously lethal. And that's because what they have is they have these other points on this list, which are the deal breakers. They've got the deal breakers down. And then the other stuff, you know, it would be nice to have. Some guys have it, but if you don't have it, not very important. Here are the deal breakers. All right. So this is where it gets really cool. Confidence. As a man, if you don't have confidence, you're pretty much worthless to a woman. So confidence is so important. Basically, a woman will not date a man who's lower in confidence than her than she is. So not possible at all. Or even if she does end up sleeping with you or dating you for a little bit, in the end, it's not going to be a match. It's not going to be a happy long-term relationship. So you need to have more confidence than your woman. You need to be strong. You need to be masculine. You need to be a man. The next point is humor. Women love humor, notoriously so. They'll tell you this, and on this point, they're actually right, that this is something that they really want in a man. And the reason that they want humor is because women are emotional creatures. What they really want is they want emotional stimulation. And emotional stimulation can be both positive and negative, but of course, they like the positive emotions more, although a little bit of negative emotion is still stimulating to them, and they enjoy that. They like to have a range of emotions. They're not like guys who are just like a flat line emotionally. You know, guys are just kind of like stoic, calm, we're either happy, we're sad, or we're angry, or we're horny. Like, those are the only emotions we have as a guy. Whereas for a woman, there's a much kind of like broader and subtler range of emotions that she likes to go through. And humor and laughing and smiling is so important. If you can make your woman laugh and be playful with her, adopt a playful attitude towards your relationship with her, then she will love you so much. And that's going to be rare. That's rare to find in a man. So that's a really critical point. The next point is detachment. A man needs to be detached from his woman. And now this is a point that women will actually dispute you on. And they'll say, well, I don't really want a detached guy. What is this detachment thing? Detachment, it sounds like he's an asshole and he doesn't care about me. That's not what detachment means. Detachment simply means that you're a man. And as a man, you're on purpose in your life, and that the woman is not primary to your life. And sometimes women will say, well, but I want to be, you know, the center of my man's life. That's not what you really want. What a woman really wants is she wants her man to be completely grounded, confident, masculine, out there, achieving in the world. And then she wants him to be loyal to her, of course, and to be nice and sweet to her and all that. Detachment doesn't mean that you're an asshole. But it does mean that you're grounded in something outside of your woman. So that you're not needy with her. Women will leave needy guys in a second. Not only will they leave them in a second, they won't even talk to them. They will reject you. Just go out and try it. Go to any bar, any club. Be needy with a woman that you've met for 5 minutes. She will fucking leave you like the plague. All right? It's obnoxious. So do not be needy with women. You have to be detached. This is such a deal breaker. This may be one of the biggest deal breakers as far as guys and girls go in the dating scene. If you're a guy with neediness issues, you need to iron those out. All right, the next point is women like guys who are edgy. What does this mean, edgy? Guys who are edgy are not the straight-laced kind of J.P. Morgan stockbroker types. Guys who are edgy are more like the adventurous kind of archetype, right? He's the adventurer. He's like the poet, the musician, the artist, the quirky hippie, something like that. Like these are stereotypes, but ultimately what a woman wants there is she wants a sense of like newness. The guy is there to infuse her with emotions. So in order to do that, I mean, who's going to infuse her with more emotions? Some sort of like beatnik poet? Or the guy from J.P. Morgan who sells stocks? I mean, nothing against guys from J.P. Morgan. I'm sure they have interesting lives, and Wolf of Wall Street proves that, you know, stockbrokers can have an adventurous lifestyle. So whatever. But just kind of as stereotypes, you get the idea. The idea is that you want to be interesting and you want to be a little bit dangerous. Women like men who are a little bit dangerous, who challenge them. Women need to be challenged. See, if the woman is challenging the man in the relationship, that's backwards. And it shows signs of dysfunction, and chances are that she's going to get bored with you as the man and leave you, because she wants something exciting. She wants a man who is out there and like doing stuff in the world, not a guy who just goes to his boring 9-to-5 job and then comes home, has sex with her, and then does nothing else. Like, to her, that gets really boring. There's no emotional stimulation in that. Maybe that works for the guy. It doesn't really work well for the girl. She wants titillation. And then lastly, intimate dirty sex. Maybe my favorite. All right. Intimate dirty sex. Women love this. They'll never admit it to you. But because it's just socially unacceptable for them to do so, they have a lot of social conditioning that gives them a lot of limiting beliefs around sex, generally, I find. But this is so important. If you can give your woman deep, intimate, and dirty sex, and I'm stressing intimate and dirty, those two should come together, right? They're kind of a match. If you've got both of those, and you're doing that on a regular basis, then wow, she's gonna love you, and that alone right there can be enough to get her addicted to you like crack, and basically all the other points. I mean, if you get the sex part right, all the other points, as long as you're able to attract her, and then you get the sex point correct, all the other points you can kind of drop, and you'll still be able to keep her around for quite a while, because women do really love sex, and if you can please her in the bedroom in the right way, then wow, you have a huge advantage over so many other guys. So this is it. These are the points. Again, to recap, the points that are real important, the ones that are deal breakers for a woman if you don't have, are confidence, humor, detachment, edginess or adventureness, and intimate dirty sex. The points that are not so important, and a woman will not need them, although she would like them, are good looks, financial security, social status, loyalty. All right, so if you've been having trouble with women, then we can probably understand why. And that's because you've been focusing on the wrong points. A lot of guys, they'll build their entire lives around capturing their dream girl by hitting these points that are not really that important to them. So they're going to go and try to get the best looks that they can, and then maybe try to earn a lot of money, and then maybe get some social status in the community, and then promise that they're going to be loyal to the girl. Like, say that they're going to marry her or whatever. And they think that that's how they're going to get the girl, and they're going to keep her happy. But that's not what she really wants. I mean, she'll take those things, but she will leave you in a flash of a second if she finds a guy who's willing to be with her, who is super confident, humorous and playful, detached from outcome, and adventurous, and gives her intimate and dirty sex. Like, there's no comparison about who she's going to go with. Because look at what we're talking about here. Here, she's getting tons of emotional stimulation, right? Emotional stimulation, this is what her whole life is about. Emotional stimulation, being feminine. She gets that here. Here, with the security and the social status, I mean, those are nice. Those can provide for her. Those can be nice to her on a logical level. Maybe she even needs those things in her life, because maybe she's strapped for money, or maybe she wants to be part of the social circle that you're part of. Okay, that's nice. But there's so little emotional stimulation in those things in and of themselves. I mean, realistically, most guys will blend all of this together, and they'll be kind of in the middle somewhere. But some guys can be very extreme on one end or very extreme on the other. So if you're very extreme here or there, I mean, ultimately, I encourage you to be the full package. Because, I mean, that's what she ultimately wants. She wants the full package. And if you want to get the hottest girl that you can get, as a guy, you're looking for a very hot girl. You're also looking for, you know, that intelligent woman that you really want. You're looking for the kind of girl that is going to, like, that's going to be girlfriend material, relationship material. If you want that kind of girl, then you're going to have to grow yourself as a man. So the better you can become as a man, then the more options you're going to have with higher quality women. And the way that you do that is you look at these points and you tell yourself, okay, so What does a woman really want? And how good am I on this point? So how good is my confidence? How good is my humor? How good is my detachment? How good is my adventureness? How good am I in bed? And you can also look at looks and social status and security and loyalty. You can look at those things too. And ideally, try to up every single one of those, max them out to a 10, right? If you can max all those out to a 10, that's going to be your best chance at creating the best relationship with the best, highest quality girl that you can find. I recommend you do that. I think that that's what ultimately personal development leads you towards, is getting all of these little pieces into place so that you can be the best man for your girl. And you don't do that in order to attract her in some sort of sneaky way. You do it because you want to be the best man that you can be. Of course, you want to have the best girl that you can have in your own life. That's kind of a selfish motive, but still, I mean, she wants the same thing. She wants to be a high quality woman, and she wants to attract the highest quality man. So you guys are really doing the same things, and now you're kind of meeting together, and if you boost all these things up, then you have a really good chance of attracting a really high quality girl. Ultimately, what a woman wants is the full package, right? And it's very interesting, because a lot of times that it will seem like women are after the good looks, or they're after the security, or the social status. And, you know, some women are. Some women will really focus in on that. But you, as a guy, do not want to attract a woman based on these factors here. These factors of good looks, security, social status, and loyalty. The problem is, if you attract a woman based on that, you might even succeed for a little bit. But you're going to be living in very dangerous territory, because she is always going to be emotionally on the lookout for that edgy, confident, humorous guy. That's going to be the problem, is that you're going to be like the provider for her. And she's going to like that, logically. She's going to feel nice with you. But the girl inside her, the feminine energy inside her, is going to be pulling every ounce of her being towards the guy who's really stimulating her emotionally. And that's why a lot of times a woman will leave the kind of boring guy, go for the exciting guy. Don't blame her for it. I mean, that's what she wants. Blame yourself for the fact that you attracted her based on these stupid factors that you thought were really attracting her, but she didn't really want, right? You kind of tricked her into being with you based on these factors that were not that important to her. So make sure that you attract a woman on the factors that are critical, not on the ones that aren't. And if you're going through and you're trying to improve yourself on all this list of factors, focus on the ones that are the most important, right? Focus on your confidence first. Focus on your humor. Focus on your detachment. Focus on your edginess. If you get those things handled, then, you know, you'll handle the money and the other stuff too, but those are really what are gonna help you to attract the kind of woman that you want. And ultimately, all of this that is leading towards, it's leading towards the fact that a woman wants the stud. She wants the guy who can bang a ton of hot girls. He has tons of options. But then what he does is he finds the perfect one in her, and he settles for her. And that makes her feel so unique and special, right? Think about it. This awesome guy, he's super confident, he's funny, he's playful, he's not attached to anything, he's very carefree in the world, he's going on adventures and having fun with his friends, and he has a lot of experience with other women, and now he finds his dream princess. That dream princess, there she is, and he thinks that she's the most adorable one, and she's the perfect one for him, and he chooses her, and he gives up all that for her. Like, to a woman, that is what you want. That is the ideal situation. Of course, it can be hard to get that, because usually a guy like that is also not very interested in settling down and giving up all this for that one girl, because he has so many other options with other girls. But that's your choice. Whether you want to do that or not, that's up to you. I recommend building yourself up as a man in every category as much as you possibly can. That's personally my strategy for increasing the quality of my dating. Go ahead and try it out and see how that works for you. So this is Leo. I'm signing off. This is what women really want in a man. Go ahead, post me your comments down below. I'd love to hear what you think. Go ahead and like this. If you like this, click the like button so other people can see it. And then share it as well. Throw it on Facebook or something. And finally, I'm going to direct you to my newsletter. Come check out my newsletter at actualize.org, where we are publishing new articles, videos, other goodies every single week, all of it for free. You can sign up, and we're going to help you stay on track with your dreams. That's what actualize.org is about. So whether it's improving your dating life, or improving your fitness, or your finances, or just creating a really awesome career for yourself, a really awesome business, the psychology of all that, you want to stay up to date with that. You want to be growing yourself as a man every single day, or as a woman also every single day, growing it. And the best way to do that is to have someone that kind of keeps reminding you that you need to stay on track with your dreams, because it's so easy to fall off. I'm sure you've been there. You've had some big dreams and you've fallen off track. Well, we're here to keep you on track so that you're actually creating those for real in your life, and then you can go on to have even bigger dreams. So if you're interested in that, go ahead and sign up, and we're going to give you the psychology of success right here.